Blog Talk Radio. Hello, welcome to Pure Soul Alchemy with Gabriella. I'm Gabriella Espinosa, and I'll be taking us through a shamanic soul realignment process for the next 30 minutes. So find a nice, comfortable place where you can lay down, relax, and receive this session in peace. Pure Soul Alchemy is a transmission of channeled shamanic healing technologies, which restructure your creator source grid. Transformative operations and procedures are enacted for you while you comfortably relax. Through my perception and vocalization of the inner energetic grid, we are opened in ways which allow these technologies to come into our physical reality and enact change on our behalf. There will be quite a few moments of silence as I'm delivering these processes. Simply rest into the silence during these times and receive the healing energies. Don't focus too much on what is being said. Relax and let the transmission come through and work on you. To make a donation to the show, scroll all the way down to the bottom of the Blog Talk Radio Pure Soul Alchemy homepage and click the Show's Extras button. In your iTunes, search Pure Soul Alchemy with Gabriella and subscribe to the podcast for commercial-free listening to many healing episodes on various topics. This session will be available in the on-demand episodes portion of the Blog Talk Radio Pure Soul Alchemy Show homepage. It's quite helpful to go back and listen again repeatedly to deepen the effects of the session and take the healing further. Today's show is a shamanic healing session to support you to become more open to new possibilities and in making better choices in your life. It's so easy to fall into our routines. Life gets busy, and it certainly is easier to just shut off our brains and go into automatic pilot in order to get things done. Unfortunately, when we shut down and go on autopilot, we inadvertently limit our perception and close off our consciousness to more and better opportunities that are always around us. In this session, we will deconstruct some of the consciousness diminishing programming that constricts your expanded vision, and we will open you to perceive more of the life-enriching choices that are all around you. Allow yourself to notice any feelings or sensations that arise during our session. Allow your mind to simply watch, witness, notice where you may have some intense internal responses, and give your higher self and spirit full permission to transform your inner planes of consciousness to what is real, true, beautiful, and best for your well-being. And some of the healing points that we're going to cover in our session are number one, healing the rejection of the higher flame authority inside. Number two, eliminating longing structures for entangling with that which is not in our best interest. Healing point number three, recovering our attunement to divine order nuances and instruction. And number four, personal regeneration. And there's many more healing points. These are just a very few that we're going to be covering. So, you know, go ahead and settle into your stillness. Fall into your natural deep breathing rhythm. No forcing, just breathing naturally, allowing your breath. Bring into your awareness. Bring into your heart. And bring into your pelvic bowl region. your joy to connect with your inherent inspirational flow. Bring in your joy to reside in what is true for you at all times. Breathe in the immense happiness and fulfillment that come from dancing with your inner creator. And as you're breathing, know that you are extending that beautiful feeling of connection to the universal creator. Realize now that you are falling deeper and deeper into eternal trust in this beautiful interplay that weaves beauty into your existence and the existence of all that is. Rest now in the knowing that you are held by spirit at all times and that your orientation to life is undergoing a vastly improved change. Let that take sight in your vision. Let that take hold in your heart and in your life as we go through our session. So we're now connecting with our divine physical and non-physical intelligence to align completely with our own core essence. Aligning with the fundamental and essential aspects of ourselves. Aligning with the earth, the sun, the moon, with our own mother, father, God, self, with our own inherent creator self, and a right placement in the universe. The purest healing source within us is our own deepest aspect. We agree to serve as our own healing agent and to serve from and as our own ultimate inner counsel, the All That I Am. We now invoke, welcome, and receive our beloved Mother and Father God to exact their loving, divine blessed grace directly into our healing proceedings today. Great. So we're going to begin doing some work around healing depression in our outflow. This is a depressive energy in what we're transmitting, what we're putting out there in our lives, to the people around us, to universe. This is our energetic communication. So with this, we're healing disparaging thoughts and beliefs about ourselves, about our existence, about our lives, etc. Dispensation to reside within. So giving ourselves permission, the go-ahead, the say-so, to reside within. Eliminating longing structures that entangle with that which is not in our best interest. It's not in our best and highest good. And these are structures of longing, basically desiring something different than what we have, what we've known. And this comes from a place of desperation and essentially a non-acceptance of self. There's nothing wrong with wanting bigger things and brighter futures, but this particular piece that we're working on is based in a non-acceptance of self. I'm not okay with who I am at this point in time. That's what this is, what we're addressing. uncreating recordings of powerlessness. Dismantling any hold that those recordings have had over us. Initiating differentiation from outer field resolve of neglect, discontent. Clearing spiritual lethargy. Enhancing arbitration in our daily lives, releasing ritualistic beliefs, differentiation from outer field resolve of neglect and discontent. Letting go of patterns of and distortions of sacrificing of the center of our being for short-term, narrow vision goals, superficial yields, etc., myopic vision. So disengaging and letting go of these programs. Releasing entanglements from the past that have held on to us and that we've held on to that inhibit our growth and our spiritual growth consciousness. Releasing entanglements from the past that inhibit our growth and inhibit our spiritual growth consciousness. Recollecting, remembering that our spiritual growth is what we're about. Infusing the understanding, the awareness, in a palpable fashion, that love is the basis for the spiritual growth consciousness. Releasing of the recycling, the pattern of recycling genetic dispositions towards these entanglements as well. All right, moving on to healing point number 4, releasing unhealthy and dysfunctional attractions, inclinations, proclivities, addictions, programs, tractor beams, obsessions, parasitic investments, paradox, projections, invalidation templates, restoration of higher grounding capacity, inclusivity, (sighs) opening to grand scale empowered visioning for our lives and for the planet. All right, we're taking this one even deeper and working on the solar plexus region. In terms of making this opening happen, making this opening real. All right, I'm doing a healing on the solar plexus for incontinuity, inconsistencies, great. Also in the solar plexus, expanding the vision. Of a collective evolution. Releasing externally implanted consciousness and soul evolution thwarting devices and technologies. Extracting these from our DNA, from our base field energy bodies. And foundational, enacting foundational reformation, reconstruction, restructuring. Foundational reformation. Enhancing our collective system capacity to deflect and override any and all debasement attempts from external sources, seen and unseen, known and unknown. Reconnecting with our true spiritual evolution encodements. Redirecting higher to higher consciousness. Healing point number one, healing the rejection of the higher flame authority inside. Healing rejection, blockages, incongruencies. Of the higher flame authority inside, awakening to true understanding of ourselves and our soul movement. Increasing capacity to make shifts required to move into decision feeling, a new awareness of whole self capacity increase. Releasing inhibition. Creating a new firmament in our feeling space, increasing our capacity to make the shifts required to move into decision. And as we do so, feeling a new awareness of whole self capacity increase. expand and become second nature. Healing unconscious receded imprinting. Awakening life calling. Allowing your person, situational awareness. Creating new structuring to take in and contain a strong acceptance of the truth. Releasing subtle and not so subtle manipulations from outside sources. And we have these manipulations all around us, almost in every part of our waking life, even our non-waking life. So awakening our ability to see them for what they are and maintain our commitment to our deepest truth and make choices from there and there alone. Incorporating a day-to-day peaceful operations instead of holding fast pace to struggle. And we also want to clear a marginalization of our higher intent. Healing point number three, installing free form independence. Implementing surgical strikes to release unconscious, unaware, single-focused movement through life programming. Remediating, dulling down of the senses and perception diminishment. And let's just do a general releasing of all of the components of that. Releasing stimulation overload. Healing an overwhelmed system. Recovering attunement to divine order nuances and instruction. Acclimating to this attunement to divine order instruction. Healing inhibiting survival protocols. Reforming modality for efficiency. Reforming modality for clarification and prioritization of life situational engagement. Healing point number 5, personal regeneration. Inferiority release. Supremacy release. Releasing inhibition. Allowing whole self to inform our decision making. Sharing our intuitive knowledge with the deepest parts of ourselves. Reclaiming advancement, authorship in our existence. Releasing existential shock and existential paranoia, driven tendencies that are attacking us from the outside. Releasing fearful attitudes that keep us in the throes of limitation. Releasing limitation investments, hardcore regeneration of the empowered self, expansiveness recall and reactivation. So we're now bringing our session into closure. I'd like to thank you so much for tuning into Pure Soul Alchemy with Gabriella. It's highly recommended that you listen to this session repeatedly. It will be available in the on-demand episodes portion of my show page. This will deepen the effects of the session and take your healing further with each replay. To make a donation to the show, scroll all the way down to the bottom of the Blog Talk Radio Pure Soul Alchemy homepage and click the Show's Extras button. To schedule an individual session and for more information, visit www.puresoulalchemy.com. This is Gabriella Espinosa. Have a wonderful day.